Okay, let's get into Baba Basra, Daf Chaf Aleph, and we are on Chaf Aleph Beis, towards the bottom. And today we have a Gemara in the second parak all about educational systems and much to be said about the various topics that come up today. So it starts off with the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph Beis, as we continue in the sugyas of Harchakas Nizakin, and not just distancing one's own Nezek, but in terms of the limitations of my actions in my Chatzer, when is that allowed? When is that a problem? So here we go, starting from the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Chanus Shebechatzer, Yochol Limchos Biyado Velo Marlo. If somebody wants to build a store in their yard, so the neighbors could prevent the store from being built. Why? Because the neighbors could say, Yochol Limchos Biyado Velo Marlo, Eni Yochol Lishan, Mikol Anachatzim, Mikol Ayotzin. I can't take all the traffic that is in the chatzer, right? Mikol Anachatzim, Mikol Ayotzin. It's very busy. Aval ose kelim yotzei umocher betoch hashuk. But a person can make things in their own house. They could be ose kelim, and then they can go sell them and go into the marketplace, right? Because that is okay. Let's just finish the Mishnah, and then we'll comment. Ve'ini yochol lebchos biyado v'lo marlo. Ini yochol lishan. The person cannot. The other neighbors can't say, no, I can't sleep. Lo mikol apatish, the hammer. V'lo mikol areichayim, the mill. V'lo mikol atinokos, or the children from the that are coming in. The question is, what just happened between the Reisha and the Seifa? Right? We just said that in the Reisha, one is allowed to protest the store because all the people coming in and out. So doesn't that mean because of the noise? And then the Seifa says, no, they can't protest because of the noise. So that's dealt with by the Rishonim here. How exactly do you put the first part of the Mishnah together with the second part of the Mishnah? The Ramban and the Rashba say that the issue is not the noise. If it's just noise, acceptable level noise, so then that would be okay. One would not be able to protest. If it is understandable and normal noise. But the issue here in the Reisha is as the Mishnah says, the traffic itself, the busyness. I'll read it from the Rashba. Lo mikol anechnasim mamish ka'amar. Doesn't mean literally from that. Daha eno yachol la'akiv machmas kol hapatish v'harechayim. Because it says, as it says later in the Mishnah, the person can't protest. V'ela taima mishem ribuy haderech. Klamer eno yachol la'amo ribnei regal arabim shemarbim alinus haderech. All the parking spots are going to be taken, and it's going to be too much on the map. Not as much. I just don't want so many people in this area. Sometimes in the footnotes it talks about sometimes kol harov is used just when it means his asfus anashim, but it's not literally the voice. So as the Mishnah says, kol anechrasim, kol ayotzim, the Rashba, the Ramban say that it doesn't mean that. The Avrama says no, maybe it means there's different levels of noise. Maybe there's understandable levels of noise and levels of noise that are beyond, right? Kol anechrasim, kol ayotzim is different than doing some banging in my house. Begging in my house, that's okay, that's understandable at certain times of the day and night. But when it comes to people going in and out, that would be too much. Okay, let's continue. Again, that this has to be taken also with what, as we just alluded to, what time of day, how loud noise. Person wants to play music in their house, and you know it can be heard in neighbors' apartments at 1 o'clock in the morning. So then, even though it says here in the Mishnah, "Eini yochol limchos," one has to ask a shaila about what is acceptable, expected behavior, and what is not, and we have to translate a lot of the rules and regulations that come from the Mishnah and the Gemara in this parak into the applications that would apply l'maisa. So says the Gemara, "Ret Mishnah Reisha, Mishnah Seifa." What's the difference? Again, similar to what we just asked, but the Mishnah, look at Rashi. The Ketani Yachol Lomar Eini Yachol Lishan Mikol Anechnasim Ayotzin. The Seifa Ketani Eini Yachol Lomar Lo. You can't say, as we just already explained it a little bit, but the Gemara is going to emphasize something else. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? So Amar Rabaya Seifa Asal LaChatzer Acheres. The Seifa is really talking about another Chatzer. Right, a different chatzer, meaning in the same, my chatzer is next to the other chatzer, that's what I can't protest. I can protest within my chatzer, but I can't protest in someone else's chatzer, even if it goes into the same mavui, even if it goes into the same, alleyway. Amalei Rava says, Rava, wait a minute, ihachi listni chatzer achar is mutter. We need to give a misimpression that makes us think that we're not saying, chisur mechsura here, we're just saying a different interpretation. Right, so why don't you say, beferish, that chatzer achar would be mutter? Say, Allah, my Rava says, no. Seifa asan, latinoko shabes rabban. The Seifa is talking about children who are learning. Tinokol Shebeis Rabban, that's the type of noise that you are not allowed to protest from. Top Rashi. V'yafal gav tekol haba machmas achirim lo matzi mechuye. Right, and that's what, even though generally a call that comes from others, sometimes you're allowed to protest when it comes to Tinokol Shebeis Rabban. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to protest. Umi takanas Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla ve'elach. And this applies from the time after the Takana Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla. Who was Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla? What did he do? He started, as we will see, one of the earliest educational systems that we have in history. What is that? Amar of Yehuda Marav, Baram Zachoro Soha Ish Latov, Yeshua ben Gamla Shmo. Shemalehu Nishtakech Torah B'Yisrael. Without him, without him, the Torah would have been forgotten amongst Klal Yisrael. Why? Shebetchila, Misha Yeshlo Av. Remember, we had elsewhere other Gemaras about that were it not for this person, Shtachik Torah Miyisrael. Remember, Daf Pehe in Babetzia, Rabbi Chia. Right, whether it out for him, right, he planted the seeds and he made the nets and he caught the deer and he trapped and he gave the shechted and he gave the skins to five kids and six to the Shisha Sidra Mishnah. And there the Gemara also says, Kamagdola Maisachia. Without him, Nishtacha Tarmi Yisrael. So this is the next time. Next one we have. A few people. Says the Gemara, where we're now for Yeshua ben Gamla, because what did he do? Shemitchila, Mishiesh lo av milamdo Torah. Whoever had a father who was able, he used to teach his son Torah. Mishiein lo av oyel amay Torah. And whoever didn't have a father to teach him, he wouldn't learn Torah. My drosh, v'limadatem osam, v'limadatem atem. There's no vav in the word osam, and therefore you can read it as, you shall teach. Not just v'limadatem osam, them, v'limadatem atem, you shall teach. As we know, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in the Torah is formulated as teaching, not learning. V'shinatem levanecha, v'limadatem osam esbenechem, it's all teaching. So I would have thought that this is how it was in the days of old, says the Brisa. Hiskinu shimoshivim alamdi tinokos b'Yerushalayim. So what happened, stage one, he said, no, he made yeshivos. He made Malati Tinokos in Yerushalayim. Why dafki Yerushalayim, my drosh, ki mitzion teitze Torah. Because of the pasuk, I mentioned a few weeks ago, that's a pasuk at the beginning of Yeshayahu, that pashtus will be said, Yeshayahu's talking about the future, will be said by the Umos HaOlam, when they get inspired by Am Yisrael coming back to Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash. So they'll say, wow, ki mitzion teitze Torah, let's go learn from Mashiach. The Umos HaOlam will say, because he will be the wisest. The Rambam's Lashon in Hilchas Malachim, I think it's Hilchas Malachim, but the Rambam says that Melech HaMashiach will be almost as great as Moshe Rabbeinu in Nevuah, and will be wiser than Shlomo HaMelech. That's what the Rambam quotes, based on partly this pasuk, because the psukim there in Perek Beis of Yishayahu discuss that everyone will be inspired by his chachma, and they will come, and they'll say, Ki mitzion teitzei Torah. So that's also a remez that is Yerushalayim, obviously, is the source of Torah, the source of wisdom, and therefore, that was the first place that Yeshua ben Gamla made the educational institutions. Via Dayan, but still it wasn't perfect. Mishiesh lo av, hayamalo malamda. Whoever had a father to bring him to Yerushalayim, he took him. Mishiein lo av, lo hayaola, v'lamatz, he didn't go. He didn't have a father to bring him. So his kinush, yimoshivim b'chol plach v'plach. So that's why he said, you gotta make play in every village, in every area, so one needs, to have the yeshivas, umachris razak bet hazayin ben yuzayin, when they're 16, 17 years old, you bring them in, and you start learning. Umisha, but the problem is, if you start learning at 16, 17, then, you know, what happened the first 15, 16 years of one's life? You know, it's very hard to start, different habits in the teenage years. Umisha haya rabba koi salav, mavid baba yotze. So whoever got mad at the Rebbe didn't work for them, they would just leave. Achaba Yeshua ben Gamla v'sikin, until he said, no, you gotta start earlier. Shemoshivim alamdi tinokos, b'chol medina u'medina b'chol ir v'ir. Not just in every plach, every area, but in closer quarters, right? Because little kids can't go further away from their houses. So you have it in every country, in every city. That's where you have it. U'machlis adozon keben sheish, keben sheva. You bring him in, at a younger age. You start the educational system's younger, and that's what we believe. The mitzvah of chinuch. It's specifically regarding the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Okay, a number of points to make on this Gemara. First, let's start from the beginning. At the beginning, so the Gemara says that they can't complain once this takana was made, so the neighbors can't complain about a school in the area, Tinokol Shebeis Rabban. Says the Nemuki Yosef, right here in our Gemara, he says, what do you have to do it in my chatzar for? Just go to the shul. Go to the community center. Says the Gemara, afilu hachi lo matrachinan le, elo lisayeya baha'amadas hatakana, kedeshiu hamalamdin mitsuyin. If people have to go somewhere else, the teachers, it's going to be harder for the teachers, it's going to be harder for the students, it's not going to work. So once this was decided, so this is what was done. So the teachers are going to get paid. Doesn't say, well, that's a separate sugya about schara batala and how could one get paid for teaching Torah. The Gemara says elsewhere, ma hu b'chinam, afata b'chinam, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Malami Torah without getting paid. So too, we have to. So how exactly a teacher gets paid or a rabbi gets paid is a separate topic, but it says here, at least the system has to be created. Chassam Sofer says, notes on this Gemara, we shouldn't think that anybody before Rabbi Shmuel ben Gamla, who didn't have a father to teach him, never learned. Now, that's what it sounds like. Before the days of the Tanam, nobody ever learned Torah if your father didn't teach you. Says the Sam Sofer. No, the point was that beforehand it was privatized. And this made it chova on the tzibur to make sure that this system was set up. Says the Chassam Sofer, venerally od pashut. Devadai me'oz u'me'olam hayu malamdei tinokas b'Yisrael b'chol ir v'ir. They were always teachers in every city. And if a father couldn't do it, so he would get somebody to teach them. And where do we know that from? You know that from Rashi. Rashi in Parshas Vayechi. V'hari zehaya kilolas Yaakov avinu l'shimon. Klala bracha, whatever you call it. Achal kein b'Yaakov. Remember, Rashi has a daya there. Why doesn't Shimon get a bracha? Shoyim alishiyu malamdi tinokos. Right, Shimon is the one that is the malami tinokos and is the spreads the Torah. V'lo haya hachiyav mutal ala tzibur ela ala av o ala atzmo. But earlier the chiyav was not mutal on the tzibur, but it was on the father or on himself. V'ha'av yamsi labanav makom shi'ifusu ashkenim lispo. Ach v'shetiknu Yeshua ben Gamla v'hutal ala tzibur imkein huadin al kol yachid. Afilu misha ein lo ben hutal chiyuvo shal ben zeh l'sayeo la'aviv ala tzibur l'anicha l'gur v'chulu. So that was the switch. Says the Chassam Sofer. It was much more official, much more it was taken care of by the tzibur, not just al kol yachid v'yachid. That was one ha'ara of the Chassam Sofer. Once we have Chassam Sofer over, let's just continue to his next comment on the Kimitzion Teitzei Torah. First start with Tosfos. Kimitzion Teitzei Torah. This is a much quoted Tosfos. Why Kimitzion Teitzei Torah? Says Tosfos, Lofi, kishahaya roe kedusha gedola, v'kohanim oskim ba'avoda. Why Yerushalayim? Right, what if there's another center? No. Because in Yerushalayim, you see Kohanim Vodasam, Valiyim B'tuchunam, you see people acting bezrizos, caring about every diktuk of halacha. Hayimachavin libo yoser liyirashamayim. Velomo Torah. When somebody sees what's going on in Yerushalayim, so that brings Yerushalayim. That's Yerushalayim, even the name of Yerushalayim. But just being in the city brings to Yerushalayim, says Tosfos. And that's why Meiser Sheni has to be brought there. Remember the Sefer HaChinuch on the Mitzvah Meiser Sheni? At least somebody should go to Yerushalayim and be inspired and then bring that inspiration back to his home. And that's why every year Hashem makes sure that somebody goes to Yerushalayim with the produce in order to be inspired. And Tosfos quotes, Gado Meiser Sheni Shemevi Lidei Talmud. Right, I'm in Yerushalayim, I see the Kohanim running around and doing their thing, I see the Levium. That itself is inspirational. Right, whenever we might be near some great people, right, some of our Rebbeim, just being near them is inspiring. Just being in their presence. And that's what the whole city of Yerushalayim was like, Bizman HaMikdash. And that's what the Chassam Sofer here says. Venira, you see what the emphasis of Tosfos is? It's not just the content of the Torah. It's the Yerushalayim element, right? It's the what surrounds the Torah, so to speak. V'nira b'takanas ha-malamdim nami hu sheyehe yorei shamayim yoser midai mishar shemalamin ha-mabonim ki dvarim ha-yotzim in ha-lev yorei v'charei nechnasim l'lev u'malhivim ke'ish bo'er b'yiras Hashem. We had last week about the Rebbe who's on fire and the Rebbe who just knows a lot. You gotta be on fire. That's what the Yerushalayim, the Rav Chaim Ivalazhin discusses in Nefesh HaChaim, the idea that it doesn't matter how much Torah one has. the storage house, the silo that holds the Torah has to be Yerushalayim. One needs, right, as Misha says, if there's no Yerushalayim, kodim l'chachmaso, then ein chachmaso miskayemes. And he quotes the Gemara and the Pasuk, in Shabbos. Remember the source for Shas Mishnayos. Right, every word in that Pasuk teaches me a different Seder of Mishnayos. Emuna zu Seder Zroim. Chosen zu Seder, right, Itecha zu Seder Moed. Chosen zu Seder Nashim. And then the last phrase in that Pasuk is, Yiras Hashem hi otsaro. Meets Yerushalayim, then it's going to last. If not, not. Right? That's where the emphasis of where do I set up the systems to teach Torah is a place where there's a lot of Yerushalayim, because that is needed in order to have a proper perspective of the Torah. Okay, one final point, and that is on the last line. So he made the takana, the educational system. So now Torah should be taught in all the different schools in all the different cities. And you start when you are ben sheish, ben sheva, right? Six or seven. Ben sheish, ben sheva. We know the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. That's a little off. It says Tosfos, batzir mi barshis lo tekabel. You know what? Let's just do the next line of the Gemara first, because Tosfos is on the next line. Says the Gemara on the next line, Amar le rav lo rav Shmuel bar sheilas adshis lo tekabel. Before 6 years old, you know, don't accept because he's too young. Mikan ve'ela kabel va'asvile keturah. After that, accept him and stuff him like an ox. I mean, they're sponges at that age. So up until that age, though, up until six, you know, one should not accept. Look at Tosfos. Now Tosfos says 6-7. Don't we know the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos? Ben chamesh lemikra. V'had etam esachaz avos ben chamesh l'shana lemikra. Bibari legamre. Says Tosfos, that's a really robust, strong kid. Right? A kid child that can handle it. Many children got to wait till six. But a year earlier, okay, for the strong ones. Kidda Amar Biksubis. Like the Gemara says in Ksubis, one has to know the age. Other Rishonim say no. It just means the beginning of the 6 year when the kid's still five. Right? That's somebody's birthday, that's really the beginning of the following year. So it might not be a steer at all. You don't have to be mechalik fundamentally. It might not be a steer at all. It just depends on the perspective of how you look at the years. And again, the Tosfos's idea, though, reflects the fact that there's different educational models, or we have to know Hanochan al Pidarko. We have to know exactly what this child is capable of and what he's up to and the age. And there's so much that we have to focus on in terms of customizing the education for various students, even within one classroom. That's what Tosfos is emphasizing, that even the age of starting is important. The Shulchan Aruch discusses many of these halachas in Yaradeya, in Simon Reish Mem Hey. Again, not every one of those halachas should be taken literally, as we'll talk about some of them, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Nereish meme hilchos melamdim mitzvahs aseish al ha'ish lelamin es b'no Torah v'im lo limdo aviv chayav lomor ba'atzmo. Like many mitzvos that are coming upon the father, and if the father doesn't do it, then the son has to do it. Bris milah, pidyon haben, and also Talmud Torah. Kishem shem mitzvah lelamed es b'no, kach mitzvah lelamed es ben b'no, also the grandson, that's a Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin. Right, the Shulchan Aruch here puts together all the Gemaras all over Shas. Me'em asai maschil lomo lebeno. When do you have to start? So here, the Shulchan Aruch combines two Gemaras, Sukkah and Baba Basra. What does the Shulchan Aruch first say? Misha yaschil ladaber maschil lomod Torah tziva lanu Moshe. When it's the child starts, that's the first thing you start teaching them. Torah tziva lanu Moshe, and that pasuk, and the message of that pasuk. Right? The idea of Mesorah, the idea of Hashem, the idea of, you know, there's a concept of a mitzvah, right? We discussed just last week, right? This is the source, the Gemara in the end of Makkos. Torah tziva lanu Moshe is the source for 613 mitzvos. Torah is Gematria 6-3, this week's Parsha. Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Torah 611 Moshe gave us, two straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's 613. So to teach the child the concept of Taryag Mitzvos, right? That's all included in this pasuk. U'pasuk rishon mi Parsha Shema, v'yachar kach melamdo ma'at ma'at. Ad sheyia ben shisho ben sheva v'yoz malicho itzom lamdi tinokos. So you got to take the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah, which says you have Torah tziva lanu and certain yisodos ha'emuna. That's before our Gemara. Our Gemara is already 6 years old. That's when you bring him to lamdi tinokos, more serious. But before that, certain yisodos ha'emuna have to be taught, and that is Torah tziva and Shema Yisrael, right, and the messages of those ideas. Okay, again, a lot here, as we know, big sugya in the Achronim. The Maharal discusses this about why Bizman Hazeh we generally don't follow the outline of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Bin Chamish L'Mishnah, Be'es L'Mishnah. Most yeshivas in the world over the past hundreds of years don't follow that system. Why is that? Right? Why do we start, many start Mishnah earlier, and many start Gemara earlier, right? Well, is that appropriate? Is that not appropriate? All we could say is that we need to do Tanakh better. We learn to do Mishnayos better. That's for sure. And that's kuli alma moda, that everybody agrees that we have to figure out a way to instill in our children not just Gemara, which Gemara we have to. Gemara is the source of Torah Sheval Peh, but we for sure have to make sure that especially at early ages when they're able to, and the memorization abilities are greater as well, you know, to Mishnayos and Tanakh are crucial. Okay. Either way, let's continue a little more, and then we'll make a couple more comments. Says the Gemara. V'yamale Rav Lo Shmuel Bar Shelas. Ki machis liyanuka. When one hits a child, lo timchi ela baraksa de misana. It should be a soft type of hit. Says the Gemara. Araksa de misana. What does that mean? Araksa de misana? So that's, as we know from elsewhere, Ashuleis Rashi. Birutsuos shel min alim klomar, make kala shelo yuzak. It's not a hurtful hit. And let's talk about that for a minute. Okay, every line here, right? That is quoted in the Gemara. That's quoted in the Rambam. That's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. All posts can pem malei say bizman hazeh chas v'shalom. Right? It should not be done. And it's not, we don't live in a time period where that is what is acceptable or appropriate. Revolbi, just read it from Revolbi in Zriya Ubinyan Bechinach. Revolbi has this. It was translated to English. I'll read it in the English. It says Revolbi. When a child is 2 or 3 years old, we must know and take into account that when he turns 14 or 15, he will be in a difficult stage. In order to pass through the 14-year-old stage peacefully, the child needs to be have a warm bond with his parents. If parents are rough with their 2, 3, or 4-year-old, if they discipline him harshly, hit him, make demands beyond his ability, they destroy the warm relationship. Indeed, at an early stage, the problem in the relationship won't be obvious. The child still needs his parents. He loves his parents. But later, when the child is 14, the surprised parents come to me crying and exclaim, I don't understand what's happened. He doesn't speak to me. He doesn't tell me anything, v'chulu. And when the parents come and ask me, I say, did you hit the child when he was younger? The father says, of course, I had to educate him. I respond, now you're paying for the blows you gave him back then. The spankings and rough treatments ferment in the child's subconscious without even the child's awareness. V'chulu, v'chulu, rachmana, litzlan. And the poskim say, bizman hazeh, hitting a child is not the educational system that will encourage a child, will help a child. In our day and age. And again, this is not going against what it says. This is just applying the same principles. And there, every generation, we have to know what works and what is positive and what is negative and what's going to have the opposite effects. And therefore, one has to ask their rebbeim and their teachers to know exactly, what is appropriate, for every generation. Like we like to quote the halacha of the Chatzotzros. Right, that every generation, the Medrash in Parshas Baloscha notes that every generation, there has to be new chatzosos, new trumpets to gather the people. What's the message of that? Because every generation needs new inspirational methods. Even what worked 10 years ago, and 30 years ago, and 100 years ago, right, 3 years ago, might not work today. And it's the job of every educator, and every parent is an educator of their own children, to figure out exactly how to properly educate a child. And it's not simple, but we all have to do the best that we can. So even though the Gemara here says, Lo timchei lebarak sa demesana, the message of it is, even the Gemara says, it has to be done in a loving way. But fundamentally, it's not something that should be done today. And continuing the Gemara, Dekari, Kari, Delokari, and those who are able to do it at a young age, Dekari, they could be Kari, Kari, right, they should be pushed, Delokari, those who can't, Levi Tzavta Lechavre, let them at least be with their friends. What does that mean? Rashi, Levi Tzavta Lechavre, Incha Zakukli Yasro Yoser Midai. Don't go crazy with the child who's a little more difficult. V'lo l'salko milfanecha. Don't remove him. Elo yeshiv v'machirim b'tzavsa v'sopo l'asei slave. Let him still be there. Eventually he'll come around. That's what the Gemara says. The Marsha has the opposite shot here. The Marsha says, don't let him put him somewhere else, because if you put him somewhere else, you put him out somewhere, then the other kids in the class are going to think, oh, where is he? Maybe he's in a better place, and I want to be there. Again, this is a very delicate balance. Any principal knows about this, the balance of, you know, caring about every single child versus if there is a child that's having maybe some type of negative influence on the class, on the school, you know, how does one deal with that issue? Very, very difficult questions for menahalim of educational institutions. Right? We have to take what the Chazal tell us and apply it properly. Okay, but this is all Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla. He was the one that created the system. And what does this have to do with us? Because if the school is in a chatzer, so then one cannot protest. Says the Gemara Meisvei, Echad mi b'nei chatzer, shebikish lasos. What if the one of the b'nei chatzer wants to become lasos rofe? Doctor? What's rofe? Rashi, moel. Right? Uman, some type of a craftsman, guardi, a weaver, malami tinokos. B'nei chatzer machvin alav. So what do you mean, Kasha? How could you say that, right, we just said that our Mishnah in the Sefer is talking about Tinoko Shabbos Rabban and you cannot protest. Here you see the B'nei Chatzer can protest. It says the Gemara, Hachamai Eskinon, B'Tinokos Da'akum. We're talking about Ovdi Avodah Zarah children, non-Jewish children. What's the difference? Let's just do the next line and then the next brisa. Tashma, same type of steer. Shnaim sheyoshev b'chatzer, ubike shecha mein lasos rofe, v'uman, v'gard, yimlami tinokos, chavir maki v'lov. Same thing. Haki nami b'tinokos ta'akum. What is that referring to? Tinokos ta'akum. So, machlokes rishonim. Let's look first in Rabbeinu Gershom. You heard a Gershom right here on the daf. B'tinokos ta'akum, imrotze lilmod, sefer refua omikra, yachol la'aki v'lov, delo matzi ovid. If I'm teaching, right, the non-Jewish children, I'm teaching them other things. I'm teaching them refuah, I'm teaching them medicine, I'm teaching them a biology. Olilmo, omikra, or mikra. What's mikra? Tanakh. Is one allowed to teach Tanakh to non-Jews? Right, ovdei kochavim, let's hold off for a second. But either way, Rabbeinu Gershom says, our Gemara is talking about where one is teaching non-Jewish children, and that's was not included in the takana of Yeshua ben Gamla. So that to talk about, that's why, that's fine, but not in the chatzer. That there can't be protest. If you look in the Rashba, the other Rishonim here, the Rashba says urcha demilsa nakan. When it says non-Jews, it that's one example. But hu adin b'shel Yisrael v'shar umnios. Or if you're teaching Jewish children, but you're not teaching them Torah, or you're teaching them other umnios. Right, that's also would be okay. That also is acceptable that the other people in the chatzer would be able, even though the Mishnah says at the end of Kiddushin that mitzvah lalamid ha'av lalamid is b'no umnis, but it does have to be in the chatzer. It's not on the same level of mitzvah as Talmud Torah. But this Rabbeinu Gershom is important for the sugya of teaching Torah to non-Jews. There are two Gemaras in Shas that talk about this topic, at least two, I should say. There's more. But two Gemaras, right? The Gemara says that one is not allowed to give over Torah to non-Jews, and one is usur for non-Jews to learn Torah. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Gemara in Chagiga, Dafir Gimel. The Gemara in Chagiga's Lashon is Ein Mosrin, Divrei Torah La'akum, Shenemar Lo Asachin L'chal Goy, Yomishpatim Bal Yidaum. Right, that's we're not allowed to give them over. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is Ovid Gochavim Shaosik Batorah, right? Chayim Misa Shenemar Torah Tzivah Lana Moshe Morasha, and the Gemara darshens what the source is. What's the svara? Is there a reason behind not being able to teach them Torah? Most other mitzvahs, there's no problem with a non-Jew. A non-Jew wants to eat kosher. A non-Jew wants to do the mitzvah of Shabbos Avedah. A non-Jew wants to put up a makeh. Most mitzvahs, there's no problem. There's only two mitzvahs that a non-Jew is not allowed to do. Two mitzvahs, as we know, Shabbos and Torah. Why? Why those two? So the Rambam has a beautiful formulation. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, in Perek Yud, says, Klalo shel davar, ein manichin, let's start from the beginning of the halacha, akum she'asak b'torah chayim isa, lo yasok el bel sheva mitzvah shalein belvad. This sheva mitzvos. Klalo shel davar, ein manichin osan l'chadesh das v'la'asos mitzvahs la'atzman midaitan. We do not allow anyone in the world to create their own religion. And there are two choices. Ella o yia ger tzedek v'yikaba kol ha-mitzvahs, o yamad b'sarasa v'lo yosef v'lo yigra. Either be a ger and have 613, or don't be a ger and do 7 plus. Right, do the sheva mitzvahs, the 7 categories of mitzvahs. That's the choice. And therefore, v'im asak b'torah, and we don't missionize. Right? Judaism is the only religion that recognizes that there is a place for people who aren't part of that religion. Right, other religions, you know, dream about the day and focus on the fact that, you know, everybody has to be this religion. And there's no really acknowledgement within their system of the job it is and the purpose that could be fulfilled by people of other religions. Judaism has a specific purpose. Yes, Judaism doesn't want people who are not Jewish to become Jewish. They could be wonderful, amazing, Hasidi Umas Ha'olam. I'm not Jewish. That's fine. But the Rambam says you can't create your own religion. What will be creating your own religion? So if a non-Jew does the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach plus Ma'akeh, that's not a new religion. That's not so defining. But learning Torah, keeping Shabbos, those are definitional. And therefore, if it's Sheva Mitzvahs plus Shabbos, that's a new religion. Sheva Mitzvahs plus Torah, that's a new religion. So, and just like a Jew, is not allowed to Bal Tosav and Bal Tigra. I can't create my own religion either. V'im Asak B'Torah, O Shavas, O Chidesh Davar, Makinoso, V'Onchinoso. And therefore, that is the problem. The Meiri in Sanhedrin there in the Gemara, Daf Notes, has a little more practical issue. They can't teach them Torah because then you might end up there. Eventually, people will think that they're Jewish and then they might end up intermarrying them, the Chulu. But in this Sugya, there are many, many Kulas. Many, and the first one is right here in Rabbeinu Gershom, Torah Shebichsav. There are a number of Rishonim, including Rabbeinu Gershom right here, that say Torah Shebichsav is not a problem, and it's fine. They're all connected to the Bible. The Maariv Chayis in Sota Daf Lamed Hey also says this. The Netziv talks about what about Moshe Rabbeinu writing the whole Torah in 70 languages? Remember towards the end of the Torah, what's he doing that for? For the Jews when they go into Galus and they're going to need to understand it in all the languages? No, Pashas is for all the people in the world, right? That's the Netziv and the Meshav Davar and Beis Ayin Zion. He talks here about B'Shivim Lashon, obviously for the non-Jews. Again, but that is a major heter in terms of Torah Shebichsav. But there are many other terms also. Any part of the Torah that is meant to inspire them in their emunah and to show that God is amazing and Hashem is wonderful. So any type of halacha that can inspire that, right? If somebody asks me when I'm mumbling after I go to the bathroom and I can formulate and present Asher Yatzar in an amazing way, that's Torah Shebal Peh. That could be an amazing Kiddush Hashem, right? So why wouldn't that be allowed? That's not creating a new religion. So that's another heter. And there maybe it's only usher if it's kfius and amkus, right? The lashon of ein mosrin, right? Can't give them over. Maybe it's only usher if it's directly focused on the non-Jews. What if there's another question for a principal, right? What happens if there's a you know, in your classroom there's a boy or a girl who's not Jewish? But their kids, their father is Jewish, and they want to get a Jewish education, right? What do you do? What does the teacher do, right? Rachman al-Islan, in that type of situation, halavai, the child should go one way or the other, you know, but that's a serious, serious question. But lamaisa we pass, and that's okay. Why? Because the focus of the teaching is to the general, most of the class, right? Not to the specific child, and it's a difficult situation which has to be dealt with. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, but again, it's an important Rabbeinu Gershom right here in the little letters, Baba Basra Chaf Aleph. We continue. Says the Gemara Tashma again, another brisa that's brought to ask Rabbi Shuben Gamla, Mishish Lo Bayis B'Chatzer Hashutvin. If somebody has a house in a joined Chatzer, Harizelo Yeski Renu, you can't rent it out. Lo Lerofe, Velo Leuman, Velo Legardi, Velo Lesofer Yehudi, Velo Lesofer Armoy. So there it is, there's Beferish. You can't rent it out to an Moel or an Uman Gardi, but it says Sofer. Sofer here we assume here means a teacher, right? Yehudi, but also Sofer Armoy. So it means both. So you can't answer here when it's talking about Tinochos Ta'akum. Hachamayaskinon, but Sofer Masa. We're talking about Sofer Masa. That's what it can't be. What's the Sofer Masa? We might call this the administrator. Right, somebody who is in charge of all the different schools and all the different neighborhoods in the town, he's going to be extra busy. So that's what they could protest. Right, Rashi, Umoshe Malamdim Tachtav, Hu Mores Kulam, Eich Yasu V'Yishem Kol Gadol. Right, that is not just one teacher in their own Dalet Amos, but that's going to be more, and therefore it would be a problem. What's the chiddush of saying Lo Yas Kirenu? Why can't you just say that you just can't? You can't give it to somebody, right? You can't hire out to someone else. What's the chiddush? So the Chazon Yecheskel, Chazkel Abramsky, in his commentary on Tosefta suggests maybe the schirus doesn't even work. In many of these cases where we say that the b'nei hachatzer can protest, does that mean they just have a taina, or they can undermine an arrangement that's even made in Dini Mamanis? Right? Suggest the Chazon Yecheskel. Shema she'amar atana lo yaskirenu lahashmienu shelo chala schirus klal shebnei chatzar ma'akvin alav eno midin nizke shcheinim bilvad. It's not just nizke shcheinim. Avalo emes shema shebnei chatzar ma'akvin b'nei shutfis b'chatzar shemitchilo nishtatvo al da shelo yarba aleim nechnasim v'yotzim. Right, and this is part of their agreement originally being in the chatzar. So maybe that's the chiddush of lo yaskirenu. weiter. Amar Rava mit Takana Rabbi Shua ben Gamla ve'elech lamamtinen yinuka mimasa lamasa. Since that Takana, we don't schlep children mimasa lamasa. Right, from city to city, it's too hard on the children. You know, it's, they have long rides when they're very young. To be on traveling very long is challenging. Avo mikbeiknishta lebeiknishta mamtinan. But from one shul to another shul in the same close area, that's okay. Ve'i mifsag nara lo mamtinan. But if obviously there's a river in between, so then we don't bring. That'll be too difficult to get them across. It'll be dangerous. Ve'ika titura mamtinan. But if there's a bridge, right, then it's okay. Ve'ika gamla lo mamtinan. But you have to cross the bridge in a very dangerous way. There's a board across the bridge, so then not. Meaning, what's the yeso? We don't endanger the lives or exhaustion. Again, all this, what's the message? We have to use our heads, in order, to create the best educational system for each child. There's a question here where it says we don't bring the child, we do it in the place. Like, how many children is that? From Rashi, it sounds like even one child. Right, Rashi, it sounds like even one. Lilmon miyom liyom shema yuzak bidrachim shasatim mekadrik b'shasakana. As Yaakov Avinu was worried, pen yikra enu ason. The other we shown him here, you know, Tosfos in Mitakanas, Tosfos says, kigon sheish kan chaf he yinuke shiru'in lahaskir. You know, when you would do it where you are, we have 25 kids. 25, you have a nice seeper of kids. What if there are two children, you have a chiv to open up a new school for two children instead of bringing them somewhere else? Tosva says he can't, that's a chiv on the seaber. So no, Tosva says it has to be a certain minimum amount of children in order to make it worthwhile. V'yomar Rava Vaiter, this is where Tosva gets it from. Sach mikri dardaki, classroom size. The Gemara gives us a little insight. Sach mikri dardaki, estrin v'chamishi nuki, 25 kids. V'yivika chamshin, masvin en trey. Once you get to 50, then you need two. So what about 43? Right, 43. Right, that's they still could need one. V'ikar boin mukminan reish duchna umisayle mimasa. If there are 40, you got to give him an assistant. Give him an assistant. Don't have to have two total full rebbeim. You have to give him an assistant. Again, one has to know exactly how the children are doing. And again, this is all discussed by the Rambam and by the Shulchan Aruch as well. The Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, he discusses much of what is described here. Let me just read a little bit of the Rambam in Perak Beis of Hilchos Talmud Torah. Moshivin malami tinokos b'chol medina medina b'chol plach v'plach v'chol ir she'ein ba tinokos shabiz rabban machrim in etzanshia here. A community without a school, it's terrible. V'chulu v'chulu machnis and she'ein olam miskayim ela behevel p'im shol tinokos shabiz rabban. It's the children learning that keep the world going. Machnis etzat tinokos l'islamit k'ben sheish k'ben sheva l'fi koach haben u'binyan gufo. Right, based on what the child can handle. The Rambam says, V'yoshev, once they're 6 and 7, so I don't know if we do this today either. V'yoshev u'malamdan, kol hayom kulo u'miksas min halayla. Kedei lachanchan lilmod bayom av halayla. Right, you gotta be serious with them, to be mechanich them, that learning Torah is day and night. V'lo yivadlu tinokos klal chutz mi'arvi shabbasos v'arvi yamim tovim, b'sof hayom u'biyamim tovim. Avo b'shabbos, Shabbos they have school. Shabbos, they had Milan de Tinokos again. So this could represent an ideal. It doesn't mean that Lamaisa, we have to go by every detail that's mentioned in the Gemara and in the Rishonim. We have to know what could work and inspire and is effective in our generation. And what was effective 100 years ago? What was effective 500 years ago? Right? What was effective 1,000 years ago? Right? That's the message of figuring out the proper chatzotzros for each generation. Remember, not pushing too softly and not pushing too hard, right? Because we don't want to shortchange the child and we don't want to over-exacerbate the situation. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. V'yomar Rav, a second wide line. Hi, mikri yinuke degaris, v'ika achrini degaris tveimine. If there's a teacher that teaches, and there's another teacher that's better than him, that teaches more, I shouldn't say better, that teaches more, faster. Lo mesalkina le, dami dilma asilis rashule. Don't remove the first one. Why? Dilma asilis rashule. Maybe he will be upset. What does that be upset? Be upset and not teach properly? Who? First teacher, the second teacher. Says Rashi, if we put in the second teacher, maybe he'll become a Balgaiva. They put me instead. Yispa'er b'libo she'ein kamoso. V'yisrashlo menatinokos v'lo yare shema yisalkuhu. They won't think. We have to, a principal has to realize, how much power they're giving a tisha. If you look in the other mafarshim, the Ritva says maybe the opposite. The Ritva calls both days. Maybe the opposite. Maybe it's the first teacher is going to get depressed that he's removed. It has to be a delicate situation. But again, you have to be look out for the betterness of the children. For if Dimi min Ardom, our kol shagin to garbis tvei. Dimi says no, you got to remove him. Why? Kina so from Tarba Chachma. The one type of kina that's good is kina in the world of Torah, right? And therefore, in both pshatim, if this guy gets the job, he'll know it. He better work hard and serious in order to be able to keep the job. And the first teacher will say, oh, maybe I have to do better. Maybe I have to go get another degree. Maybe I have to. So kina so from Tarba Chachma. The type of kin that's good. V'yamarava, hi, tre, mikri, dardiki. Chad garis velo daik, v'chad daik velo garis. One of them goes faster, but it's not as medaktik in what? Says the Ritva, in making sure the kids are reading properly. And they're not making mistakes. V'chad daik velo garis. One is more medaktik and focused, but he doesn't cover as much ground. Mosvina nahu de garis velo daik. Right, so it says the first time, the first day, you put the one that goes a little quicker. Shabeshta mamila nafka. The mistakes will go away eventually. Rav Dimi from Narada Amar. No, we pass on like the second day. We pass it for like Rav Dimi from Narada. Mosvina de daik velo garis. You focus on the one that's medaktik in the how the child reads. Shabeshta kivan de o. When it comes to mistakes, what's called girsa de yankasa, right? When we have, mistakes that we make when we're young, right? Kivan to Allah. Once it goes in, it goes in, right? A great Baal Kore once told me that he can learn the whole Torah, and the hardest one for him to learn is his Bar Mitzvah Parsha. Because he learned that when he was young, and the mistakes that he made when he was a Bar Mitzvah boy, you know, it's much harder because he learned that a zillion times when he was a Bar Mitzvah boy, and not to put the Tam and the Mila El, Mila Ra, that's the hardest one, because once something gets in, you know, it's hard to get out. Dichsiv, Kisheshes, Chadashim, Yashav, Sham, Yoav, V'chol Yisrael. Oh, sorry, Dichsiv. This is going to be the pasuk. This is going to be the story, the tragic story, a little bit, possibly, where you see that Shabesh Shakivin to all, a mistake of Girsa Diyankasa, when we learn, that's something we learn that when we're young stays with us. So what happens is from Yoav. Yoav, as we know, was the general of David HaMelech's army. Dichsiv, Kisheshes, Chadashim, Yashav, Sham, Yoav, V'chol Yisrael, Ahichris, Kol Zecher, called Zachar be'Edom, right? 6 months they fought a war with Edom, and he killed out all of the males. Called Zachar be'Edom. So Kiyas l'kami to Dov when he came back from the war. Omer le Dov says to him, "My time of Atachi, why'd you do this? Why'd you only kill the males when you were fighting?" Omer le Dechsiv Timcha es Zachar Amalek. He says that's how we understood it. Zachar Amalek, the males of Amalek. Omer le V'hanan Zecher Karinon. Right, or Zecher, that doesn't mean, it means the remember, it doesn't mean the males. Amalei, I know Zachar Karyan, I don't know, when I was in school, they taught me Zachar, they taught me the males, or at least they taught me to read it like this, and the translation, it wasn't so medactic. Azal Shaila the Rabbi. So they went to ask, Yoav went and to find his second grade Rebbe. It's like, where is that? You don't want to mess with Yoav, if you know some of the stories in Tanakh. So Amalei, hey Chakrisan, how do you teach me? Amalei Zecher. He says, I taught you Zecher. Right? Meaning, he taught it the proper way, but it's just that he wasn't medaktik in how the children were reading. Shokol Safsira Lemikdalei. Yoav took out a sword. He was going to kill him. Amalei Amai. He said, what are you doing? What? I'm just a Rebbe. Amalei Dechsiv Aro Osa Melecha Lashem Remiya. Yeah, but look what you caused. You're not doing it properly. Okay, let me at least have the auror from Yirmiyahu, but I don't have to die right now. Yoav, Amalek siv arur monea charvo midam. Right, he says, right, that, don't do it. So, different versions, ikat amri katle, vikat amri lo katle. Unclear exactly what happened at the end. Right, 2 points. Number one, how did he make a mistake in a pasuk mefurish? And the Pasuk Mefurish, how was he making a mistake? And the Marsha says, maybe the mistake was, he knew what it said by Amalek, but he didn't know what, this was Edom. This wasn't Amalek. Right, so maybe the question, what he was unclear about was how to apply it to Edom. Or possibly, right, and we know Shaul HaMelech, right, earlier in history, Hashem got very upset at him. He lost the Malchus, so says the Ben Yehoyada, maybe Yoav, who was a Talmud Chacham, thought that by Shaul it was a Horah Shah. right? It wasn't dafka for generations. Hasam shalav ashtam nitztaba mi pishmuel, but devar Hashem sha'amar levi mata mi ishvad yoneg mi sharvad se mi gamavad chamor v'lachinena shehisharatzon telotziva telotzivo hikis as a malik bestam because she yidah fiyake ach yoav hushlach lahakos as a malik bestam kimisha mefarsh b'kasuv. So even though what happened to Shaul, he didn't think what happened to Shaul was exactly what it says in the Torah. And therefore, he could have made, even if he misunderstood when he was younger, that didn't change when he was older. Because what happened to Shaul, he thought maybe that was a specific tzivui at that time, but when it comes to other time periods, one wouldn't need that. Why was he chayav misa? Why was he going to kill the, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Why was Yoav going to do that? So the Chida has a very ingenious pshat. Suggests the Chida, in the Dvar Machadim, right here, he says, Madua not al chayav lahargav, he called over al orachai misa, says the Chida. It was more b'malchus. Why, what was more b'malchus? Because if it's true that whenever it talks about nations in the world, it's talking about if this pasuk should be males, right, zacharama, like that means whenever you don't specify, it means males and females. Oh, it means males and females? Meaning, lo yavo amonia moavi b'kal Hashem means males and females. That means David HaMelech can't be the king. So if what you taught me is correct, that Zachar, the male specifically the Torah is emphasizing, that means other nations, other time it says nations of the Torah, includes everybody. You mean David HaMelech can't be the king. That's more of a malchus. And that's what it ended up being, and that's why he did what he did. Right? They tell us that Yigrom Shekama Talmidim Yimidu B'Malchus V'Lachin Ratza Lahargo She's Parsim B'Shetah V'Lo Yavo Limrod. So it'll be public that he made a mistake, and it's not Zachar, right? And whenever it says nations, it might mean only the males, not the females, and help out David HaMelech that it could be Amoni V'Lo Amonis Moavi V'Lo Moavis. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara V'Yamar Rava Mikri Yuganuki Shas Latavcha V'Umna V'Sofer Masa. We had this earlier back in Meseches. All these types of trades basically make mistakes that are very difficult or impossible to change. Right? A teacher, somebody who plants a field, tabcha, a shochet, or if you don't check properly, it's done. Umna, a moel, sofer masa, kulan, kamusrin v'yomdim ninhu. They are all musrin v'omdim. They are warned. They are warned that then if they mess up, you could remove them. Because that's, it's a one-shot deal, and you have to train for it, and it's pseida delo hadar, right? The Ritva goes through each one, how each of these is pseida delo hadar. What exactly is sofer masa? That's four different opinions in the Rishonim here. Rashi says it's a lavlar, it's a sofer. So what do you mean a sofer? Maybe a sofer if he writes Shem Hashem. Right, a regular sofer can erase it and do it again. Why is that pseida delo hadar? Some type of sofer that can't erase. Tosfos on top. Lokomo shabirish makuntris. Kosef sefer Torah betoas. Stains up pseida delo hadar. Yichon lagiyo. I look at the breaches. Now kosef shtaros. You write a star. You write a star and you forge a star and the edim and the money and the edim aren't here. Right, that could cause problems. And there are others, pshatim also. Klal de milsa. Kol pseida delo hadar. Musra vi omedu. Right, any pseida, any loss that cannot be, regained is musra vi omed and you can remove him. The Rishonim say, the Raivin here in the Siddur Kubetza says, obviously, if he does this more than once, if he makes one time, nobody's perfect. People make mistakes. But if he habitually is making these mistakes, so that's a problem. And he could be removed. Amar Avuna, Hai Bar Mavua, De'uki Rechaya, Va'asar Bar Mavua, we're now getting back to other neighborly issues. Somebody in the Mavui, Hai Bar Mavua, De'uki Rechaya, he puts a mill in. Va'asar Bar Mavua, Chavrei, V'kamuki Gabe, and then another person who lives in the next Mavui over comes and wants to put a mill in. Dinu Demag Maki Ilave. Meaning, and you have it as a service for people. So you can be ma'akev. Right? It's basically what we call a sagas gvul. Right? You're coming in from a different mavui and coming into my mavui. Right? That is not allowed. The Ritva here says, it's like ani hamahapech becharara. Gemara Meseches Kedushin, where even if there's no mamish kinyan done, but if there's an understanding, if somebody's about to take something, if somebody's already doing something, you can't jump in and do his job. Lema Misayale. Let's say that there is a proof to this. Marchichim mitzudos hadog min hadog. Meaning similar to you can't impinge on somebody else's livelihood. Marchichim mitzudos hadog min hadog. If one fisherman has his net spread out in a certain area, so another fisherman can't put his net so close. Because even though the fish are not in the first person's net yet, it's ke'ilu. Rashi says, kiman demata liyadei. It's as if the fish are already in his net. Venimsa chaver maziko. So his friend is being mazikim. Back to the Gemara. Marchikim to this hadog min hadog. Kimali reaches hadog. You have to leave a certain amount. Vekama amra barafuna ad parsa. A very large amount. Because once the fish are heading toward the net, that's it. So isn't that a raya to Rav Huna? Answer, shiny dog in Diyavi Siara. No, maybe fish are different. Diyavi Siara, that, right, that once they, maybe Dafka fish, once they see the food, they're heading there and as if they're in the net already. But not by other things. Not by setting up one meal for another meal. The near, you know, let's just finish and I'll quote the Chassam Sofer. Amalei Ravina LaRava. Lema, Rav Huna, Dabar Rabbi Yehuda. Let's see the Shita of Rav Huna that you could prevent one mil from coming into your, Mavui is like Rabbi Yehuda, Titzan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Remember we had back Rabbi Yehuda back in the Sechas Bab Metzia. Vani Klaios Vegozum Latinokos, Babesha Magilan Etzlo. Rabbi Yehuda says a storekeeper can't give out candy in front of his store because you're stealing stuff from the other, storekeepers. Vachamatir, Vachamamatir, because they say, look, the other store, everybody can give out candy. You can give out candy too. So is Rav Huda like Rav Yehuda, who says there are limitations? Where it says no. Afilu Tamer Rabbanan. No, Rav Huda could go like the Rabbanan too. Ad Kalo Pligi Rabbanan Alei, Rav Yehuda Hasam. Why did the Rabbanan argue over there? Elo De Amarle, because they say, Anakama Fligna Amguzi, Ad Plog Shuski. I'm giving you out candy, you give out candy, I'm giving out these nuts, you give out other nuts. Right, you could do the same thing. That's why it's mutter. Aval hacha, afi the rabbana modo. But maybe here the rabbana will be moded. Amar le kapasak de lich lich yusai. Maybe here they would agree that it would be us. Good. One more section. Meisvei. Another kasha on Rav Huna. Osa adam chanus bitzad chanuso shal chaveiro. A person could put a store right next to his friend's store. Umerchatz bitzad merchatzo shal chaveiro. And put the merchatz next to the merchatz of his friend. Ve'en yachol limchos biyado mipneishi yachol lomar lo. He could say, ato oseh betoch shal chavani oseh betoch shali. So one second, it sounds like, no, there's enough room for both of us here, I can't protest. Gemara is kachan Rav Huna. Gemara answers Tanoihi. Really, it's a machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya. Kofe b'nei mavo ze es ze shelo lo hoshev b'neihem. Lo chayet v'lo bursaki v'lo malami tinokos. V'lo echon mi b'nei bale umnios. The b'nei mavos could say to the next people, the next mavui, right, or within the mavui, not to put within their mavui, a chayet, a bursaki, all of these, could bring to bring somebody from somewhere else if there are already people with this umnis in the mavui, so you can't come from somewhere else and take the business. V'lishcheino eino kofeo. But for somebody who lives there, your neighbor within the mavui, eino kofeo, then you can't force him not to do it. No, you can. You can prevent him, period. So you see, the limitations of Asagas Gvul, you know, are machlokes, Tanoim, how far one goes. Just to end with Chassam Sofer, notes here on many of these halachos, that we spoke about earlier. Venerally, to call an omer in Beshmaitzin, Afalgav, do the Harav Beis Yosef, the Dini Durabanan Inu, all of these are Dinim Durabanan. A lot of what we're talking about, whether it's in terms of the, learning and the schools and the protesting and the Mavui, all of this, even though they are Durabanan, says the Chassam Sofer, Masran Hakasov, Lamosh Rabbeinu Al Vashalim, Vidayanim, Sheyachuku Chukim, Be'elu V'chayotze, V'nasa Dinim, Din Torah Mamish, Vein Amru, Lahotzi Sefer Tamil Chacham, Me'aklalim, Chulu, and he continues here. A lot of what we're seeing on these dafim, says the Chassam Sofer, about Marchikim Mitzudas Dagim and Adag, right, that's what he's talking about here. Have to do it. It's not a din daraisa, but it's kilo. It's a din daraisa. Once Chazal figure out what's good for society, then it becomes a level of daraisa. Not just mi daraisa, you can do whatever you want. Mi darabana, no. Masra kazal chachamim. When it comes to a lot of second parak baba basra topics, in order to decide the Torah's view on a lot of these things, so we have to keep that in mind as we continue. Okay, we'll stop here. But Hashem, we will continue.